Up next is the general legislative update provided by Tad Cleaves. Tad, as we all know, is with the Texas Municipal League, where he and others on staff work tirelessly during the session to monitor and testify for bills that are affecting municipalities, both big and small. Turn it over to Tad.
Thank you, Melinda. Got to get myself situated up here, get my timer set. Got 30 minutes. Who here, just show of hands, I've drunk enough coffee, I got some of the shakes. Who is not an attorney in this room? Okay, awesome, great. Are there any state elected officials here, any representatives, state senators? That's great news too. That's exactly what I wanted to see. Let me start my timer. Boom. Yeah, so again, Tad Cleaves. Good to see everybody. Never met a podium I didn't want to lean on, so I may do some of this. It's just my own problem. I work for the Texas Municipal League, and those of you who don't know what we do, we are a membership organization of Texas cities, about 1,200 Texas cities. Almost every city in the state is a member. So essentially, one of the hugest things we do in the legal department, I'm one of five attorneys in the legal department. We have two other attorneys in the legislative department, tons of lawyers. If you're a city staffer, city elected official, city planner, doesn't matter. You can call us, you can contact us. If you have legal questions, if you have legislative questions during the session, before the session, whenever, call us, happy to talk. If you just want to complain about your boss to us, we get that all the time. For you elected officials, we get lots of complaints about other elected officials. It's always someone else's fault. Which is great, and we're happy to help you. So one of the things I want to say today, if you are tired of hearing about the legislature, if you think, more legislative stuff, we're not even in session, why are we talking about this? We are always getting calls, all the time, from folks about legislative stuff. You know, folks learning about it, folks wanting to get involved, folks wanting to never hear about it again. Can they just go away? But I want to make the point, if you work for a city, we will talk to you. It doesn't matter what your question is. If you don't work for a city, you can also call us, right? We're not obligated to talk to you. We might tell you, sorry, we can't really answer your question, but I will take your calls. I'm always happy to engage. It's always a good time to hear from developers, from landowner representatives, right, to see the other side. One of the things that we do during session, that's what we do all the time, out of session, in session. During session, the legal department reads every bill that gets filed, every single one. And then we summarize all the ones that we believe are city-related, not simply land use bills, but all the city-related bills. We start publishing those summaries. They file bills all the time during session. So every week you can find at the TML.org website. You can also find a lot of these over at the Texas Association of Counties, the Texas School Board Group, TASB. There's a lot of folks who summarize bills. So if you have any interest in any of this, there are a lot of folks summarizing these bills, including TML. In addition to that, during session, we draft testimony, we read all the bills, and we are in an interminable number of meetings, constantly. Should have grabbed this. And that's backwards. No, it's not. That's forwards. These meetings, it's always, oh, can you believe what's going on? Did you see that bill that the legislature just passed? Can you believe that they're trying to destroy us? It's always this negativity. It's always the end of the world, right? So I don't want to bring that energy today. It's all right. I mean, all we talk about in here is just laws and statutes and codes. Last thing you need to hear is me sitting like, oh, boy, let me tell you, they're ruining our lives again. So I just want, another thing I want to bring and encourage you to be is positive, because it's very, very easy to hear about what the legislator's doing, hear about what they tried to do and almost did or whatever it is, and just get all beaten down, think they're going to come destroy you and put you out of business. They're not. They're trying to destroy a lot of people. But really, with the cities, we're going to survive. With landowners, we're going to survive. No one's trying to kill us. It's not the end of the world. We've heard a lot of talk about Death Stars and blowing stuff up. They're not trying to genocide anybody, okay? Let's try to be a little bit more positive and stay engaged. I think that's an important thing. You know, and another way to look at it, actually, for the lawyers in the room.